Welcome to Sensitively Flourishing. My name is Yasmin and I'm your host. This is a safe space for all sensitive individuals to discuss life and its lessons through our perspective, while also learning tips and tools to embrace your sensitivity. Girl, who told you you can be sensitive and flourish? Listen every Thursday as we learn to embrace our sensitivity together.
Welcome back to Sensitively Flourishing. It's your host, Yasmin. Hello, my lovelies. How are you guys doing on the first Thursday of the new year? This is our first episode of 2022. I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much for your support, listening, the support on Instagram. I truly, truly appreciate you guys. So let's get into it. Today's episode is resilience. How do you build resilience? Me personally, building resilience is, you know, bouncing back from things that, you know, didn't go as I thought they would go or how I had planned them to go. So resilience is building the ability to be able to look at a challenge and find a lesson in it, understand it, and move forward and continue moving forward on the right track. So that is my personal definition of resilience, but I also got the definition from Google, and Google says the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties is the definition of resilience. So basically what I was saying, to bounce back when things don't go as planned, when challenges come up, we look at them, assess them, learn from them, move forward. That is how I view resilience. And resilience for me is something that I'm strengthening every day. This is not something that I have it all together, because I don't. This is something that I am trying to, you know, incorporate into my life and, you know, build it every day so that, you know, as I get older and as life happens, that I don't let the small things or the challenges that happens in my life take over, or I'm not dwelling on why this happened. I'm not dwelling and stuck in this one space because I had this one challenge. So building resilience is a must. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, you have a 9-to-5, if you're working on yourself, if you have personal goals, whatever it is, resilience can go in all aspects of your life. So today we're just going to talk about building resilience, some tips and tools to help you build resilience, your affirmations for resilience, and that's about it. So let's go and get into it. So first of all, resilience. So, you know, we always, as we're achieving our goals, as we're moving forward in life and we're chasing, or, you know, going after our desires and goals that we have set for ourselves, we need to have resilience to be able to keep going and, you know, recover from your challenges instead of dwelling on them. So For my personal self, how I build resilience, or how I kind of try to improve my resilience as challenges come up in my life, I learned to incorporate my tools to kind of center me, balance me, or relax myself. So, for instance, grounding tools, or your grounding tool that we talked about in a previous episode, or meditation, or prayer, or, you know, mindfulness, your yoga, different things like that. I learn to relax myself when these challenges come up. That's the first thing that I'm willing to do, is I need to relax first, because me personally, my anxiety is on 10 when challenges come. And it's just something my mind and my body goes into. But now I'm trying to train my body not to react in that way when we have challenges, because we're on this path to follow these goals for 2022, and we can't have anything holding us back. And we definitely can't be dwelling on the challenges and let it interrupt our goals. So just learning to relax is the first thing for me. It's just learning to calm myself down, self-soothe myself, to calm down, to be able to move forward, to be able to assess the challenge, see, you know, where I went wrong or what I can learn from this challenge. So learning to relax is the first step. And the second step is to acknowledge the situation. We're going to acknowledge the challenge, acknowledge what happened, you know, have a clear view of what the challenge is. The next thing will be to assess the challenge. You know, look into this challenge, look at it from a different point of view, a different perspective, you know, look at it from all aspects. And then once you see it from all aspects, it give you a clearer mind of what you needed to learn from this challenge. Because me personally, I think all challenges are a lesson to teach us something going forward and help us on the journey to achieving our goals. So assess the challenge. And once you assess the challenge and you figure out what is the purpose of the challenge and what you need to learn from the challenge, then you're going to learn from that challenge. And once you learn from that challenge, then we're moving forward. We're not going to sit here and dwell. We're not going to sit here and pout. We're not going to sit here and let it spill over to other aspects of our life. It's the fact of learning a lesson and moving forward. So once you learn that lesson, comprehend the lesson, and move forward, then you're right back on the road to achieving your goals. So I tend to look at challenges as lessons. That is how I view them, because if I view them as a mistake or failure, my mind is instantly going in self-sabotage mode. So, you know, we're all working on ourselves, so I try to stay away from my triggers. So I'm learning my triggers as I continue to grow and I continue to learn. So I've learned that using the word mistake or failure for my personal self doesn't sit right with me. But when I call it a lesson, my mind instantly goes into the mode where it's trying to figure out what we need to learn. See, I love to learn. I love to learn everything. I love to learn. So my mind instantly goes in a lesson. Oh, it's something we need to learn. So my mind instantly goes into figuring out what I need to learn from this situation. So that's how I view challenges as a lesson. It's just part of life's lesson. You learn, you take the stuff that you learn from it, you move forward and, you know, not make the same mistake. Not saying you're not going to have any more mistakes, but you learned that lesson and you comprehended what you needed to learn, so you won't make the same mistake going forward. So, you know, all of this comes with staying committed to your goals, you know, having solid goals to achieve. And then another thing is focusing on what you can control. If it's out of your control, then you shouldn't be worried about it. I know that's easier said than done, but it's facts. If you can't control it, why are you worrying about it? This is one thing I had to learn, one of the hardest things, because I overthink things so much that, you know, while I was in therapy, my therapist will say, you know, you're focusing on something that you can't control and it's going to wear you out every time, because what can you do about the situation if it's out of your control? So just learn to focus on what you can control and always keep a positive image of your future or of that goal that you're trying to achieve. Not just the okay version of it. I mean the best optimistic version of that goal outcome. Keep that in mind. Once you have that vision in your mind of where you want to go and what it looks like at the end of the road, you can constantly continue to move forward. That gives you that motivation and ambition to constantly move forward to your goals. So me personally, my goals, I'm a very visual person. So if I'm very dedicated to something, I've already envisioned how I want it to end. And I'm working every day that if it doesn't, you know, go the route that I've planned to go, that I continue to maneuver, change routes, or whatever it takes to get to the goal. So just remember to keep that positive outlook of your goal, that positive vision, that optimistic, amazing ending or amazing goal that you have. Keep that vision in your mind. So whenever you get to those times where you want to give up or those challenges come up in life, just envision that in your mind to give your heart and your soul that happy feeling and put you back into that positive mood to continue to move forward towards your goals. Some other things that can help you build resilience is your awareness, your thought awareness. Try to, you know, focus on the positive in situations. That is one of my biggest things that I do every day, and I tend to kind of do it to other people who come to me with their problems or come to me with wanting some advice. So they'll come, they'll have a situation going on, and I just have to tell them, look at it as a positive thing. What can you take from this that will help you moving forward? Once you start looking at your challenges like that, they're not so bad as we tend to make them out to be in our mind. Change your outlook, you know, change your mindset, change your perspective. You have to be able to be open to look at that challenge from different perspectives to see the whole picture of what you need to learn from this. So then going forward, you won't make that same mistake going forward. Learn from the challenge, you know, as we already went over, constantly learn from the challenges, the things and the lessons that we go through in life. It's part of a whole plan, you know, it's part of your whole life journey. Here is to, you know, you deal with life and its lessons as you continue to grow and get older. So just learn or put yourself in a position where, or give yourself a tool or something to help you be able to see the lesson that you need to learn from your challenges. So another thing is constantly build your self-confidence. The more confident you are in yourself, the more you'll be like, okay, this is a challenge. I learned this, now moving forward. Because you have that confidence in yourself to constantly keep going to reach your goal. So those are some things I have for you to help you build resilience in your life, in all aspects, in your personal life, in your business life, when it comes to different self-discovery things, anything that you have going on in life, any type of goal you have, resilience is a must. So now we're going to go into the three affirmations for the week. The first one is, I have the ability to achieve any task I set my mind to with comfort and ease. I have the ability to achieve any task I set my mind to with comfort and ease. I have the ability to achieve any task I set my mind to with comfort and ease. The next one is, I know that any steps I take towards my goals today are moving me in the right direction. I know that any steps I take towards my goals today are moving me in the right direction. I know that any steps I take towards my goals today are moving me in the right direction. And the last one for this week is, I have faith in my plan for the future. I have faith in my plan for the future. I have faith in my plan for the future. So those are the three affirmations for the week. You know how I stated, you know, whenever you have that free time, set up alerts on your phone or however you want to set it up and say them three times out loud to kind of train your mind to think this way. Once it starts to think this way, that resilience becomes, you know, automatic. So when those challenges come up, your mind will automatically start thinking of ways or thinking of what you need to learn from this situation and how to move forward. So always keep that in mind. Use the affirmations. Continue to visualize your dreams. Continue to have the endurance to keep going, keep pushing. Don't give up. Just keep going to reach your goals. So that is it for today. Resilience. Continue building your resilience. Continue loving on yourself. Continue embracing your sensitivity. Continue being that badass bitch that you are and achieving your goals. So I want to see you flourish. We here at Sensitively Flourishing want to see you flourish. So continue to work towards those goals. Continue to build resilience. Continue to build the endurance to keep going. And you got this, honey. You got this. And always remember to believe in yourself. Thank you guys so much for listening today. You guys have an amazing week. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode, Building Resilience. I appreciate all of my supporters. Remember that we do have the link at the bottom of the description where you're able to leave your tips and tools that you use to build resilience or send any message to us. We love to hear from our fans. We love to hear from our listeners. Thank you guys once again so much for listening to our episode today. Remember to follow us at on Instagram at Sensitively Flourishing, no G on the Flourishing Podcast. Thank you guys so much. Look forward to talking to you guys next week.